Brett Hollander back here on WBAL with the inspiring Erica Brannick and her mom now, Carol Downing, who I know has begrudgingly allowed us to put her microphone on here. But Carol, thank you so much for joining us.
You're welcome.
I know these last few months have been hard for your entire family. And what Erica just said about you going back later in your time in Boston and completing that race, it speaks to, I think, the challenge of a marathon and athletics in general. And you set out to do this and this catastrophe happens. And it's just a matter of coincidence that you guys happen to be a part of it in any way. Tell us about that moment for you and the emotions going through that finish line in Boston.
Well, I had decided that I wanted to finish it before I left Boston. And I had a number of people who wanted to finish it with me. And one morning I went out and I was running along the river. And I had my, for some reason, that was the one day I had my marathon shirt on and I'm running. And all of a sudden I just said, today's the day. You know, it just felt like the right time to do it. So I ran back to where I got stopped on Commonwealth Boulevard.
Hmm.
Commonwealth, yeah. And because I had only had 0.4 miles left to go. And I just started right there at the statue where I had gotten stopped. And I just ran it like a race. The closer I got to the finish line, the faster I went and the harder my heart beat. And it was rush hour. It was like 8 o'clock in the morning, and I just decided that I wanted to finish it in the road instead of on the sidewalk. So out in the road I went with the trash trucks and the the cars, and I just ran. And it was very, it just felt good. It felt good to finish it. And I was glad that I did it by myself because it was just a very personal time for me. And then I walked over to the memorial where everybody had put memorials for people, and just walked around a little bit and had some quiet time. And I was just really glad that I did it.
You guys were in Boston for how long? When did you get home, Erica?
After the bombing, I was there for 50 days.
50 days. And obviously, you kind of set up shop there, right?
I did. I came home one day to sort of repack because I only had clothes for 3 days when I left Baltimore. And so I came home to Baltimore and repacked and did some personal things and hopped back on the plane the next day. And I was very fortunate that some people allowed me to use a fully furnished condo that was right around the corner from Boylston Street. So I was able to stay there for free the whole time.
They were actually the people that helped her the day of the bombing get to the hospital. So
I have to say, every time I see you, Erica, you are wearing a Boston Strong. You're wearing it right now. The community there, I think we, in my world, unfortunately look at things just from a sports perspective, as annoying sometimes as a Red Sox or Patriots fan can be. I give that fan base a lot of credit. People look at them at the here and now, and they've won a lot recently, but a noble Red Sox fan went through generations upon generations. They were known and famous and infamous for not winning. So I do like to think the character of most Bostonians is quite strong.
Yeah.
The community support there after the fact, what was that like?
It was incredible. I mean, just, you know, I didn't spend a whole lot of time outside of my hospital room, but just the techs that would come in and talk to me, or the ambulance drivers that would take me to different treatments and stuff, were just so incredibly generous and so nice. Even coming into my room that was plastered with Raven stuff. So they kind of walked into the room like...
Oh, they didn't hold that against you.
No, which was really nice. I actually got a couple of the nurses to dress up for Purple Fridays.
That is so amazing.
Yeah.
And I know they probably did it begrudgingly, but yet with a smile on their face. And you had an opportunity to go to Raven's training camp too.
I did.
How cool was that?
It was amazing. It was... I definitely call that my dream come true, because I think I was more nervous and freaked out to go there and meet all of them than I think I have been for anything else. I think I was sitting there one time and I was like looking at my friend. I said, Dennis Pitta is right there. Like, he's right there. So it was so cool. And they were so sweet and so nice and so accommodating.
And the community back home, you return home, and I got to see, this is what touched me so personally. Every time you talked about it after the fact and from a hospital bed, you were thinking about the children you teach at your elementary school. Thought that was just overwhelming, that would be on the top of your mind in that moment. What was it like to come home to see those kids and just the support here in Baltimore?
I think the first time that I came home, I cried for a very long time when I saw my kids, because they, without a doubt, are my heart. They are just...
so incredibly sweet and they're so loving. And I had tons of them say, don't ever leave again. Don't ever go anywhere. You have to stay here. And it just, that's where I'm truly my happiest, is when I'm with them. So it just, to be back with them, you know, I felt complete again. And to have the support of everyone in Maryland and everyone at, you know, in Baltimore, just amplified that so much more. And I felt so much love from everyone.
Erica Brannick and her mom, Carol Downing, with us here on WBAL. It's an amazing, amazing story. And I know I saw on WBAL TV the other day, you actually taking steps and you're walking again.
Yeah, I did.
Tell me what that moment was like for you.
Another very overwhelming moment. The day before, I had actually tried my leg on for the first time and probably did about 8 laps on the parallel bars because I just didn't want to sit down. But I really wanted to share that with the community that helped me so much and the kids that asked me on a daily basis, when are you going to get your new leg and what's it going to look like? And, you know, that way I could share that moment with them and, you know, just tell them how appreciative I was for everything that they did.
Carol, what was that moment like for you?
Oh, it was just truly amazing to see her stand up and in front of probably a couple hundred people.
Yeah.
And they were,
I saw that. I mean, that was amazing.
So happy and so excited for her. And people were hugging and crying and clapping and cheering. And it was just like one of the best moments in a long, long time that I've experienced.
Yeah.
And just to see her stand and walk.
So many of them have gone through this whole journey with me that it wouldn't feel right if I didn't share that with them.
Incredible. When we come back, we'll ask more about race day coming up on Saturday for Erica Brannick and her mom, Carol. Don't go anywhere here on WBAL.